Good morning. I'm Vin Ebneux. President Joe Biden got right to work after the swearing-in ceremony Wednesday by beginning to undo what his predecessor did in office. In a series of executive orders that he signed, Biden took particular aim at the immigration policy, including lifting the travel ban from predominantly Muslim countries and putting an estimated 11 million people living illegally in the U.S. on a path to citizenship.
Long way to go. These are just executive actions. They are important, but we're going to need legislation for a lot of the things we're going to do.
The president also signed an executive order mandating masks be worn on all federal properties for at least the next 100 days. There's been some debate about whether your employer can force you to get vaccinated against COVID as a condition of employment. But supermarket chain Lidl is taking a different approach. They're offering employees who get the shot a $200 bonus. They say the cash is meant to offset employee costs like travel and child care. The cause of an accident that closed down exit 82 on the parkway Tuesday was the result of a New Hampshire man driving under the influence. The 25-year-old and a Toms River man were each trying to get off in the same exit lane at the same time. The New Hampshire man sideswiped the other car, then struck a curb on Route 37, followed by a street sign and a utility pole. He changed directions and then drove into a cement wall under the parkway overpass. He's being charged with several offenses, including reckless driving, DWI, and DUI. A proposed state law would permanently allow auto dealers to make sales online and accept all necessary signatures electronically.
There is a growing segment of the population, especially post-COVID, that wants an entirely remote and contactless purchase process.
Jim Appleton with the NJ Coalition of Automotive Retailers says the industry needs to change with the times. Comcast is going to start charging customers as much as $100 a month for exceeding a new threshold on data usage, which has some state officials crying foul. Senator Nick Scutari says it's a bad time for it because of the pandemic.
People are home, and especially with students utilizing the internet constantly for their school studies, I think that's the biggest issue, as well as people using the internet and the data programs for their work.
Comcast says the threshold of 1.2 terabytes a month is exceeded by 5% of customers. Some of the biggest names in comedy, including comedians from New Jersey, are hoping to break the Guinness Book of World Records this weekend for a live stand-up show for 96 hours straight from Friday through Monday. Comedian and Toms River's own John Pavaromo says COVID-19 has been tough for comedians, so the opportunity to perform is beyond exciting.
I don't know if you've met a comedian before, but we kind of need and crave the spotlight and the stage time, so it's been really rough.
The show can only be seen once, though, on the streaming platform Twitch. In sports on Wednesday, the Nets outlast the Cavaliers in double overtime, 147-135. The Sixers topped the Celtics, 117-109. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 257 and closed at 31,188. Weather today, teens this morning, but highs up in the mid-40s today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, clear and freezing, lows around 30. I'm Vin Ebneux on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.